Amen. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for this moment, and we pray that your word may speak to us again through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we'll be looking at Luke chapter 18, verse 9 to verse 14. Luke 18, verse 9 to verse 14. And I want just to ask you a question up front, even as we look at this text. Who is justified before God? Who is the man or a woman or a person who is justified before God? And by justification, I mean initial sanctification or a way of adoption in God's family. It's an act by which God, on the merit of Christ, declares righteous the believing sinner, forgiving their sins, and therefore positioning them as holy in Christ and welcomes them legally as his own sons. So that's the kind of justification, the approval before God, the righteousness before God. Who is the man, or who is the person who is justified before God? See, a negative truth about our estimation is either non-believers or believers is that we, especially believers, is that we believe we are recipient of God's approval or God's justification based on our own performance. You know, sometimes in our lives when we compare ourselves to others with the conviction that we are better than them before God and before men. And we even exclude ourselves from the possibility of being worse or possibility of doing or capability of doing worse. We have this attitude which exalts us above others and leads us to look down on everyone else because we believe that we are righteous, better off, deserving God's approval, deserving His grace. You know, it's like God must be so lucky to have us in His kingdom. We are good. Now, we're going to look at the passage just in a minute. And this is the problem we are going to look at. Self-righteousness. And this self-righteousness is this idea in the world as we are right now, which persuades you to believe that you are good, you are a good person, you are better than many people, and that you can attain even a better level of yourself. Even God will understand you because you are right before Him. And this problem didn't just start today. And by the way, this problem isn't just placing your confidence in your good or perfect performance. No, this problem is assuming that we have God's very approval and we are right before Him because of the good we do or the bad we don't do. And here in our text, Luke 18, which we're going to read just in a minute, Luke 18, chapter verse 9 to 14. This is Jesus' author ministry. And Jesus accounted people who believe that their works, the keeping of the law, the observations of ceremonies made them righteous before God. I read Luke chapter 18, verse 9. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus taught this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you. I thank you that I am not like other people, like robbers, like evildoers, like adulterers, or even like this man next to me, this tax collector. I'm not like him because I fast twice a week. I even give tenth of all I get. I'm not like this person. You see, that verse 9 to 12, and you understand that the problem with this Pharisee isn't the fact that he's grateful before God. No, that's not a problem. Obviously, God desires that His people would not steal. He desires that. He desires that His people will be holy in their conduct. God desires that. He desires that people will be sexually upright. Even desires that people could pray, you know, about fasting. If committing yourself to God means fasting, God desires that. That's the problem. God even desires that there should be this keeping, this doing these good things And obviously, in our context, the giving of the tenth will not apply as to us in the church today. But at least there is the desire of God toward these people to give toward the work of the gospel. There is that desire, and that's not bad at all. So the Pharisee wasn't necessarily doing the bad thing when he thanked God and saying, I'm not like this person. But here is the problem of the Pharisee. In verse 11, it says, the Pharisee stood by himself. The righteousness of this Pharisee is that he believed he wasn't a robber, he wasn't a murderer, he wasn't an evildoer, he wasn't a tax collector, all by himself. And even thank God that by himself he could gain God's approval. This is not just this Pharisee. We are like that. It's not that we don't do good work. At least humanly speaking, we do. And as Christians, we are different from non-believers. At least in some ways, you know, moral conduct, even if there are some non-believers who are more morally exemplary. But humanly speaking, Christian standards should be better than them. And I hope we are those kind of people. When we look at them, we're like, okay, I'm different from these kind of people. I'm not like them. And that's good. You know, of course, we believers, we go to church, we give offerings, we pray, we do all sorts of religious activities. And there's no problem with that. Even thanking God for doing that, there's no problem. That's not wrong. But the problem is believing that these good works you do or this performance that you do makes you righteous and upright before God. And that's the problem of self-righteousness, which this Pharisee had. We believe that the reason we don't do the wrong things is because of ourselves. We are so able to not see. And therefore we judge others. We look down on others because we put ourselves in the position where God must be lucky to have us as we are able to not do the wrong things, as we are able to be upright before Him. And this self-righteousness is a problem that we have. All of us are guilty of this. And listen to the human solution to this kind of situation. This is what society will tell you. Just believe in yourself. Have you guys heard of that? Obviously, yes. Just believe in yourself. Oh, this one. You are not that bad. You are not that bad. You are just okay. You are fine. Oh, this one. You are a good person. You deserve better. You deserve better. You are a good person. God must understand that you are a good person, not like the others. But friend, I want us to look to verse 13 as we look at the biblical solution to this self-righteousness attitude of human beings. Verse 14. But the tax collector stood at the distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Here's the biblical answer to this. We are all sinners and we need God's mercy for our justification before Him. We are all sinners and we need God's mercy for our justification before Him. Everything the Pharisee claimed to not be is everything the tax collector acknowledged to be. In one single word, God have mercy on me, a sinner. This man, Pharisee, who said, I'm not a robber. Me, I understand and I acknowledge, I'm a sinner. We are sinners and that's how God views us. You know, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sinned. That Romans chapter 5 verse 12. And it is also written, there is no one who righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God or have turned away. They are together or become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Romans chapter 3 verse 10 to 12. You see, no one seeks God all by himself. Not even one. No one does good all by himself. Left to ourselves, we are the worst of the worst. Left to ourselves, we are dead before God. We are his enemies, and no good work can ever justify us before him, because no good work can ever come from us. Our effort to please God are at best useless, just as our nature is at best sinful. We are so sinful that we can't stand before God and claim to be just and claim to be justified. Even in the shoes of the Pharisee, you know, you are still a sinner. Even in the shoes of saying, I'm not like this robber, I'm not like this adulterer, you are still a sinner. And your works, your good works, will never justify you. Regarding justification, your good works are so useless that can't justify you. And this is the reason why they can't, because even your righteous deed, Isaiah claimed, Isaiah did that. He claimed that even the righteous deed are but like polluted garment before God. Isaiah 64, verse 6, he said, we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment before God. Even the things you believe to be good and that you can do, and you think God has, and you think you have God's approval because of those things, even those things before God are just like polluted garment. Jesus said, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified. That was 14. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted before God. We are all sinners, and we need God's mercy for our justifications. And God, have mercy on me. It should be a prayer we should pray. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And God demonstrated this mercy in Jesus Christ when he sent him to die for us. We need God's mercy, which was demonstrated in Christ as he died on the cross for us. And this is the few applications we go with as we conclude. Romans chapter 5 says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The only way we get justified before God is not in our self-righteousness, but is in Jesus Christ's righteousness. By believing in him, we became justified before him. So I pray that you should acknowledge, that we should be able to acknowledge the sinfulness and cry as this tax collector, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And for you who are not believers, I pray that God may cause you to see how useless are your works to justify you, and how complete is the finished work of Christ for your justification. And for us who are like this Pharisee, who have this Pharisee mindset, remember that you are nothing without Christ. Not even your achievement, your good works can justify you, but only the grace of Christ, in whom God saves to do all good works. Remember, brothers, friends, future pastors, remember that you are sinful in all possible ways, and that you should come to God every time and cry, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And thank God, if you are a believer in this room, thank God that Christ Jesus bared the wrath of the Father on your behalf. And on his merit, you can stand before God and be justified. Amen.